This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 198 people have been killed, more than 1,100 wounded, as Russian troops pressed toward Ukraine's capital Saturday after a night of explosions and street fighting that sent Kyiv residents seeking shelter underground. The country's president refused an American offer to evacuate, insisting that he would stay. It was not immediately clear how far Russian troops had advanced. Ukrainian officials reported some success in fending off assaults, but fighting persisted near the capital. Skirmishes reported on the edge of the city suggested that small Russian units were probing Ukrainian defenses to clear a path for the main forces. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said a missile hit a high-rise building on the city's southwestern outskirts. He posted an image showing a gaping hole in one side of the building that ravaged apartments on several floors. There was no immediate word on casualties then. Russia vetoed a UN resolution to halt the attack on Ukraine. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The United Nations Security Council met Friday evening and voted on a resolution demanding that Russia stop its attack on Ukraine and withdraw all troops. With China, India, and the United Arab Emirates abstaining, the vote was 11-1, with Russia casting the lone dissenting vote.
The draft resolution has not been adopted, owing to the negative vote of a permanent member.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield followed with a blistering response.
You can veto this resolution, but you cannot veto our voices.
The resolution's failure paves the way for backers to call for a vote on a similar measure in the U.N. General Assembly, where there are no vetoes.
AP's Mike Gracia reporting, and this is VOA News. The United States and European allies said Friday they were stepping up sanctions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine by adding measures directly targeting the president, Vladimir Putin, and his foreign minister, putting diplomatic appeals to one side as Russia's forces closed on Ukraine's capital. The move by the U.S., the European Union, and Britain sends a clear message about the strength of the opposition to the actions by Putin. According to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, on a day when explosions and gunfire were sounding in Kyiv's capital, and Pope Francis went to Russia's embassy in Rome to personally appeal for an end, the sanctions were part of a growing global condemnation of the offensive. Asked by reporters if U.S. President Joe Biden had planned any more direct diplomatic overtures toward Putin, whose ground and air forces are pushing on offensive on Ukraine's key cities, Psaki said no. The International Olympic Committee urged sports bodies to cancel or move all events that they plan to hold in Russia and Belarus and stop using the country's flags and national anthems. The request from the Olympic body came after UEFA moved the Champions League final from St. Petersburg to suburban Paris and after the governing body of skiing and Formula One pulled upcoming races from Russia. Volleyball, shooting, and hockey all have world championships scheduled to be held in Russia. Hockey is a favorite sport of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and his home city of St. Petersburg is scheduled to host the Worlds in May of 2023. New guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention eases the grip on mask wearing. The AP's Ed Donahue has more details.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a mask isn't necessary for people in more than 70% of the population where the coronavirus is posing a low or medium threat to hospitals.
This updated approach focuses on directing our prevention efforts towards protecting people at high risk for severe illness.
In those high-risk areas, the CDC's Dr. Gina Massetti says the guidance remains. Wear a mask, and that includes schools.
CDC will now only recommend universal school masking in communities at the high level.
Dr. Marcus Plesch with the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, says the guidance is the right way to move forward.
What I like is the average person can now decide for themselves.
The guidance remains to wear masks on public transportation and indoors in airports, train stations, and bus stations.
And President Joe Biden has now introduced federal appeals court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.